We're talking to Tasmanian thoroughbred trainer Mick Bowles. Mick, the cleaner ran in the Railway Stakes. Finished eighth, but a creditable eighth.
Yeah, I was a little bit disappointed because I don't know whether the travelling's got him or he's had enough or what, but he didn't find nothing at all, mate.
He normally hit at the 600 or a bit before. He tends to try and put a space on him, but the horse has sat just behind you and just off you. Pretty much, you couldn't shake him, and that's not his normal go.
No, well, he couldn't find nothing when he asked him to go. He said there was nothing there.
All right. Obviously, he's at the end of his tether.
Yeah. Oh, he is. He's ready for the paddock, mate.
All right. Now, what will happen with him now, Mick?
Oh, he'll come home Tuesday, I reckon, on the plane, and then to Melbourne, then probably to Tassie on Wednesday or Thursday, and straight to the paddock.
All right. How long will he spend having a break?
5 or 6 weeks.
All right. The plans were to have a look at the George Adams in February, at the end of Feb. Is that still the plan?
Yeah, that's still a race at this stage, yes.
All right. So that'll be a first-up run for him?
Yep.
All right, and what are you looking at beyond the George Adams?
Oh, the Australia Cup and no further after that.
All right, so the Australian Cup will pull him up for a long spell.
Yep.
All right, and he's a horse that doesn't normally go out into a paddock, does he? He stays at your stables?
Yeah, well, that's what he likes, yeah. He don't like the paddocks. He just likes to be around the stables and with his mates, he goes out in the paddock, he just sulks.
Okay. He's done a fantastic job, hasn't he, this campaign?
Oh, he has. He's won $500,000. Can't ask for much more than that.
All right. In hindsight, when you look at the travelling over to Perth, even though the horse was really good in himself, there's something different about racing in Perth, isn't there?
Oh, there is. I don't know what it is, but it's the atmosphere, the air, or what, but he just didn't handle it anyway. He was good in himself, but when I took him down to the races, he was agitated, and Steve said he wouldn't settle. He just wasn't the same horse.
All right, mate. Look, you know, it's just an experience, and certainly you know that he travels okay flying, so if you do entertain an autumn campaign that goes to Sydney, at least you know that he'll be able to travel well.
Oh, that's right. Well, you find out a few things. You win a bit and lose a bit.
All right, Mick, well, look, everyone's still proud of you and the horse, the cleaner. He's still our star and Australia's cult hero. We look forward to him coming over and have a little break, and then we look forward to him in the George Adams on Launceston Cup Day, a mile, a wait for age, and that should be great for him.
No worries, mate.